You call this retail therapy?
I enjoy a good sale. The best experience is one that melds impulsiveness with rock-bottom prices. Last week, I set out to buy a box of bandages. Instead of going directly from the store's first aid aisle to the cashier, I wandered past a section filled with sale items. The write-up on one of those items reads, "Sick and tired of snoring? Relief is right under your nose." The front of the box pictures a couple in bed. The man is asleep, mouth open, while the woman is wide awake with eyes that stare towards the ceiling. Her expression?
Kill me now!
Flip the box over. The after shot shows the couple sleeping contentedly. His mouth is closed, and hers is upturned in a happy smile. She wears glossy lipstick. I bought it and saved $6. When I finished pawing through the instructions and packaging, all that remained was a tiny piece of opaque plastic resembling a clip-on earring. At bedtime, I reread the instructions. Once in position, you can move about, lie down to sleep, and even take a run. Now, why would anyone wear this when running? People might pant, but they don't snore. More helpful notes. The nasal dilator tips are to fit comfortably against the septum. Since the illustration was too tiny to be useful, I looked up the definition of septum. The dividing wall or membrane between bodily spaces. Compare disseminant. I did compare and found C. septum. I was running out of patience. And night. Then I applied lipstick. Not really, but I should have, as a courtesy to my husband. After all, the contents in my bedside drawer scream anything but sexy. The foam earplug shout, "Turn down the TV, I'm trying to sleep, damn it." And my cumbersome mouth guard hollers, "Stop clenching your teeth." Did I mention the snoring gadget is for me? My husband also snores, but with my earplugs in place, I'm oblivious. By 4:30 a.m., I yanked off the contraption. The instructions had referred to a dilating action. I only experienced pinching, like the slow strangle of tight socks. As for the dilator, with its claims of no sticky strips, no skin irritation, and no side effects, I'll add my own critique. No work. If my husband doesn't like my occasional snorts and snuffles, he can move to the couch. At least I won't have to bother with any lipstick. Hey, after all of this retail therapy, I may need some actual therapy.